Welcome. This is Struggles with Strengths, and I'm your host, Chad Doff. This is the podcast about learning through your struggles and failures, figuring out how to take the difficulties in your life, the lessons learned, and then how do you move forward. Welcome back to S2S, everyone, episode number 84, They Remember. It was an interesting week for me. At my work, we have known for months that we had a restructure coming of our jobs, and it wasn't about losing our jobs. Gratefully, no one in the division that I work in lost their job, but we've known for a while that there was change coming. And I'm wondering, in your life, can you think about a time where you knew there was change on the horizon, but you didn't know exactly when it was going to come, and you didn't know exactly what it was going to look like when you got there? And how have you handled those situations in the past? I think for me, where I have failed in the past is that when either I knew that there was change coming, or change happened to me and, you know, I didn't know it was coming, you know, that you can get mad about the things and the pieces of the puzzle that you cannot control. And you know what, in life, it's interesting, right? Because the only person that we can control is ourselves. We talk about that every week. A lot of things that happen to us happen from outside forces. There's nothing that we can do about stopping the rain, right? If it's going to rain, it rained all day today at my house. It was a pouring rain for a lot of the day. There's nothing you can do to stop the rain, but you can choose not to get wet. You can choose not to go outside. You can choose to grab an umbrella. You can choose to have the right clothes on for the weather that's coming. But, you know, and sometimes you know the change is coming, and other times you don't realize that it's coming. But what I've realized today and this week, and what I've dealt with, is that when it comes, it starts to unfold. And it's interesting, the stories, in my opinion, that come out from the change. And so the team that I'm working on now is across four states. I manage people across four states, and now I'm going to have people just in the state of Ohio. I went from having 9 going down to 8, but I lost 2/3 of my team, and that's hard. It's hard to lose a team, especially we've been blessed to have a great deal of success over the past couple of years, but that's given me the opportunity to this week to start to introduce myself to the new people that I'm going to get a chance to work with come the first of the year, when all of our changes go into place. And most of the people, in fact, all of the people that I'm going to be with, I know them a little bit. Either I've worked with them in the past, or been in their orbit in the past, or have been around them in this job. But something humbling happened to me when I was talking to one of my new colleagues this week. We were just getting reacquainted. I've known this person for the last decade, and they're great. They're great at what they do. They have a really bright future, and, you know, I'm excited to work with them. And they reminded me of a story many years ago when we were at a meeting, and they were there at the meeting. It was a leadership meeting, a manager's meeting, and they were at the meeting as a fill-in. They had to fill in for someone that couldn't be at the meeting, and they had aspirations of leadership, and they talked about how they worked hard at the meeting all week, and they'd put their best effort in. And, you know, they were hoping that their efforts were good enough, and that they were these are my words, not theirs exactly, but that what they were doing was good enough for what they were doing. And he said that nobody commented, you know, good, bad, or indifferent on the effort that he was giving. And that the meeting was letting out, and we were in the same room, and the person at the front of the room kind of excused us to leave to go to the airport. And he said that I stopped the meeting and acknowledged them, and just said what a great job I thought they had done that week, and that, you know, that, you know, not the easiest of spots to fill in at this person. They had done a great job. When he reminded me of the story, I remembered how well he had done in this particular moment, and I'm really glad that he reminded me of, you know, that moment. But he said to me that he paid me a really nice compliment, and I'm not trying to, you know, kind of shower myself with sunshine here, but, you know, he said to me that in that moment, he knew that that I was a leader. He knew that, you know, that he felt really good about the fact that in a spot of leadership that I acknowledged him. Now, here's what I want to talk about, that I needed to give you that story to make you realize when he reminded me of it, I have a recollection of that happening. And I do try and do my very best to compliment people, to pay things forward, to give my best effort when I can. And now there are times where I don't. And I've shared some times, and if you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you've heard me be very vulnerable about some times in my life where I have failed at how I deal with someone or talk to someone and the way that I interact with somebody. And I do my best to do well in that. But it was interesting when he told me that, I realized that here's an interaction that happened years ago that I didn't even think about or realize. And I didn't even know at the time that it made such a large impact in that moment. And here it is all these years later, and he's recounting it to me and talking to me about how that was something that he never forgot. And I realized the power in interaction. People remember the way you make them feel, right? There's that old saying, they may not remember what you say, but they remember how you made them feel. And my colleague reminded me of that so plainly this week. How many times, maybe with your kids or at work or with a friend or with a loved one, do you say something over and over again? Or you're kind to someone, you're pouring yourself into somebody and you're not sure if they're even listening. Or maybe they receive it and that's it. Everybody goes about their day, they move along, and you don't even give it any more thought. But here's what my friend and my coworker reminded me of this week, is that even though we may not get the satisfaction or the interaction or the feedback in the moment that is right there and right then, we don't know what kind of effect we're having on people. You don't know what anybody else is going through. You never do. Everybody's dealing with something. Everyone's having a hard time. Everyone's trying to figure it out. And when you can be a light, when you can be someone that pays it forward, when you can be someone that is just decent and has a conversation, you just have no idea what that could mean for somebody else. You know, good or bad, you're going to make an impact whether you realize it or not. Whether you're good to someone or you're bad to someone, there's impact. And I'll tell you, when he shared that story with me, it did make me feel good that I was able to do that for him. Those small words of kindness made an impact on him, but it also made me really take stock of, like, okay, who have I talked to lately? How am I carrying myself? How much positive am I putting into the world versus negative? What does my impact look like? What is my intent? Who am I trying to affect? You know, and how can I be, am I being the best agent that I can be of just being decent? I can't change anybody. There's no one on this planet that I can change. My words are not going to, quote unquote, change someone, but, and there's the but, and I do mean but in the middle of this sentence, but we can make people feel something, and making someone feel a certain way may be part of what they need to change. Is there someone in your life right now that you're trying to affect? Maybe the person that you're trying to affect, and I hope the one that you're paying the most attention to is yourself. But I'm asking you, how often are you pouring the positive into your stuff? How often are you paying it forward? Because here's the thing, you may never get, I was blessed with a gift this week when my colleague shared that story with me. You know, I could have gone my entire life never knowing that interaction affected him that way. But you know, here's the bottom line, that really would not have mattered whether I knew about it or not. what I did in that moment for him affected him. What I did in that moment made him feel a certain way. In fact, most of the time in your life, you are not going to get the feedback from somebody else. You're not going to have the pleasure of talking to someone on the phone and them telling you like, hey, you know, let me tell you how great you made me feel with this. Most of the time, you're just going to go about your day and you're going to move forward. I had another one of my colleagues reach out to me and say that they were in a situation where, you know, they had been going to this certain place and had not been having a whole lot of luck getting interaction with the folks. And so they decided to take a totally different approach. And instead of trying to like get in there to make stuff happen, they baked brownies. They baked some brownies and they went in and they just said, these are just for you. I know that you all are having a hard time. I know it's not easy day in and day out, people coming in here to talk to you and having these things. I just want you to have some brownies. And my friend shared with me that one of the people in this particular business, in this industry that they're in, they cried at this, you know, at what they were doing, because someone cared enough to make them feel a certain way. That's a really, really powerful thing. It's a powerful thing to remember, and it's a powerful thing, in my opinion, to examine a little bit. How are you making people feel? How are you making yourself feel? That's the really important one. If you're healthy, if you're making yourself feel great and you're doing all the right things, awesome. But do me a favor, keep pouring it out into the world, because you never know when somebody else is struggling. You never know when somebody else might need a little bit of encouragement. You never know when your words are going to be the catalyst to get someone through a day where they may share with you years and years and years later about how that one little interaction that you had made them think like, it's not so bad today. Things aren't so tough. And I just realized that it is very much the small things, it's the small interactions, it's the day-to-day things and the stuff that we do that make and many times make the biggest difference. We want the big things to happen, right? We want to make big, broad strokes. I like to play PlayStation. I have a PlayStation 5, and I like playing Madden on PlayStation, and I use the Bengals. And when I'm the Bengals offense, I love making big plays, scoring big, long touchdowns, right? That's exciting when something happens, a breakaway happens, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like fireworks. But the fact of the matter is that doesn't happen very often, even in that, it's just a game. But in that game, like most of the time, I have to kind of chip my way down the field and get down there to try and win. And it really is a metaphor. You're going to have big moments. You're going to have times where you tell yourself, and you know that you made your loved one feel a certain way, you know, when you made a big, bold stroke or made something happen. But ultimately, the majority of your life and the majority of how you make people feel and how you make yourself feel is through the small interactions. And it just hit me in a great way. But it hit me very hard this week when my coworker told me what he told me about, you know, feeling that way and feeling a certain way and how important that was. And that just gave me pause to remember and to sit with myself and remember, you know, do your very best every day to pour things out, to be positive, to be a positive impact, to have a positive impact. If you can do that, I'm telling you, you'll be shocked about how much better you can feel yourself and how much better you'll make this world because of what you're doing. Each and every week, we give you two takeaways from the podcast. And this week, number one, people remember how you make them feel. Whether it's the waiter or the waitress at a restaurant or the shuttle bus driver taking you from the airport to the rental car place, or the crossing guard at your kid's school. It doesn't matter who it is. Interactions that we have with people every day, they are going to remember how you made them feel. Remember, there's a lot of power in that. Make sure you choose that wisely. And number two, good or bad, you're making an impact on people, whether you realize it or not. Good or bad, you're making an impact on people, whether you realize it or not. So am I telling you to be fake or fault, you know, faulty or not faulty, but be fake or just like act like all day, every day you're happy and you never could get mad at somebody and you have to just pour positivity into the world every second of every day or that's no, I'm not, that's not even possible, right? We all get in moods. We all have bad moments. We all have bad things that happen to us in those cases. But and again, the but is the word that I want here, but you do get to choose. You do get to choose your attitude. You do get to choose how you affect things and how you make them go. I saw a clip online the other day where this one kept repeating over and over and over again. Like if someone does something to you, let them do it. Let someone do what they do to you. That doesn't, just because they're doing it doesn't mean you have to let it affect you or ruin your day or make it be something bad for you. But you need to remember, good or bad, you're making an impact on people, whether you realize it or not. And there's a lot of power in that. And I think if we all can take that responsibility of continuing to be change agents, of moving things forward in a positive way, I think you'll be shocked just how enjoyable your days become when you carry yourself that way. Thank you so much for all your support. Please continue to rate, review, share this podcast out, get it out to more people. We are bearing down on a 10,000 download milestone that I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, I look forward to a day, hopefully in the not too distant future, where it's 10,000 downloads an episode or 100,000 downloads an episode. I'm speaking those things into existence. But the only way that we can grow it is if you help me. If you let people know that it's out there and you help pass on the word. So please, if you like what we're doing around here, if you like this content, share it with the family, friends, share with family, share it with friends, share it with a coworker, put it out on your social media. Help us continue to get bigger and bigger so we can have these great conversations. So thank you so much. And until next time, be well.